All right, so some of you are already anxiously awaiting to answer a question, I see. All right, so my question to you is in the gospel today, what was the illness, the affliction that troubled the men that came to Jesus? What was wrong with them? Yes, ma'am.
They were blind,
which means they? That means they couldn't see. So these two guys came to Jesus who couldn't see, and they say, Lord, we need some help. I thought today, in order to demonstrate how tough it is to be blind, I thought we'd play a little game. Does anybody like games? I know I like games, except for when my football team never can ever win a game. So we like games. Has anybody ever heard of this game? It's called Pin the Tail on the Donkey. Has anybody ever played that before? All right, some of you have. So in order to play Pin the Tail on the Donkey, what do we need? We need a donkey. However, Father TJ was unable to find a donkey at the store yesterday, but he did find this cool thing here. We're going to, instead of playing Pin the Tail on the Donkey, we are going to play, here you servers, you want to hold this? We're going to play what? We're going to play what? Pin the Eye on Mike Wazowski, right? Did you guys see Monsters University?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys like that movie. So the way this game works is that we are going to try to pin the eye on Mike Wazowski. Okay? So in order to play Pin the Tail on the Donkey or Pin the Eye on Mike Wazowski, what else do we need?
A pin.
We need a pin. We do. We need that. And?
An eye.
An eye. Yeah, we got the eye. Yeah, we've got eyes. And? What else? Because we've got to act like the men in the gospel today who could not... They could not see, so we're going to have to play that part of the game. All right, so who wants to volunteer to go first? All right. Here you go. You might need a friend to help you put this on. Can you know how to put on a blindfold? There you go. We also need how about somebody else? We're all going to get a chance here today. How about you want to put this on? What's this? Why don't you turn around and face people so they can see what that is? Does anybody know what that is? I think you got it on upside down. Is it on upside down?
Yes.
Yeah, you got it on upside down. Who is that?
Sully,
it's Sully's face. So you're going to have Sully's eyes. All right. And we've got one more headband in here. How about who else wants to play? You want to play? You ready? What's this?
Father TJ.
It's a Father TJ headband. And put that on over your eyes so you can't see. All right. So then what do when we play pin the... Now you guys can't see?
No.
Can't see? Can't see?
No.
Okay. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a little sticker. You want to go first, Father TJ headband? Oh, okay. Right here. There's a sticker. You feel it? Okay, we're going to spin you around. We're going to spin you around. And then we're going to send you to the poster. Oh, there you go. Go ahead. Now, that's a good place to put it. Right there. That's good. That's right there. Yeah, all right. Take your headband off. Where'd it go? You got the altar server. No, it's close. 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 All right, how about you? Are you ready? Let's walk here. Up here. Here's your sticker. Okay, we're going to spin you around, spin you around, spin you around, and go. Close. You want to hold it up, servers? Hold it up so they can see. Are you close? Not really. He kind of missed Mike Wazowski altogether. Okay, we have one more. We have the Sully mask guy. Are you ready to play? Pin the tail or pin the eye on Mike Wazowski? Spin around, spin around, spin around, yo. All right, close. All right, take off your blindfold. All right, the three of you can go have a seat. How do you think you did? You think you did okay? Let's see. All right, so you guys can go ahead and have a seat. Now we'll have a couple more players. Okay, you want to play? Which blindfold do you want to wear? Why don't you put on the blindfold there? Which one you want? You want the Father TJ headband?
Yeah.
Okay, and then how about you put on Mike? No, that's Sully. Okay? So what we'll do this time, this round, what we're going to do is we are going to have the blind person be instructed by somebody else. So you listen for your commands, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here's your Mike Wazowski eye. All right? And now you turn around, and I'm going to ask one of these other students to tell you where to go. Okay? Okay, tell her where to go. Go. Tell her. Talk to her. Okay. Tell her. Tell her where to go. No, no, leave your blindfold on.
Okay.
Leave it. Where? Tell her?
Left.
Left. Left. Right there. Okay, now how hard is that? I just asked her without being able to see to tell her where else to send her friend. That's pretty hard, huh? Pretty hard? And where did it go? You can take your blindfold off. You showed her where to go, where she pinned it on Sully. Right on his chin. Okay? That's okay. You did all right. You did the best you could. Are you ready to play Pin the Eye on Mike Wazowski? All right, here's your little sticker. Okay, now you tell her where to go. Okay, listen to your friend here. She's going to tell you what to do. We're going to spin you around. Spin you around, spin you around. Okay, now listen. Listen closely.
Straight.
Talk to her. Go straight. Straight. No. Turn which way? Right. Turn right. 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 Turn right. Your friend's telling you turn right. Other right. The other right. Other right. Right. Oh, that's pretty close. That's pretty close. Do you see where it is? Hold it up real high, altar servers. Hold it up high. This is the... That was pretty close. That's pretty close. So what's happening here? Are we getting closer? Why? Why? Because they're having help from somebody who can see, who can instruct them. All right, now we're going to make the game really easy. You're going to play. Are you ready? You haven't gone yet, right? Here we go. Let's take the Sully mask off. Give the Sully mask to him. Okay, and we're going to enact what happened in the gospel today. The blind men came to Jesus, and Jesus said to them, "Be healed." Whoop. And when you're healed, you do what? Take the mask off. Boom. You're healed. And now what? Do you think you can get pin the eye on Mike Wazowski? Go ahead. Let's see how you do. Wow, that's pretty close. That was pretty awesome. How did that feel? It was easy. Why was it easy?
Because I could see.
Because you could see. Here, hold these. So he could see. He put it right in the middle of it because he was able to see. Now, my friends, the whole reason that we played this game today is because we are like the blind men who came to Jesus. We are like the blind men who come to Jesus and say, "Lord, I can't see anything. I don't know where to go. I need your help." And our Lord Jesus, who is full of love, who is full of kindness, who's full of mercy, says to us, "I will heal you." What kind of things cover our eyes? What keeps us from being able to see? What is it?
Blindfolds.
Blindfolds, okay, in the literal sense, blindfolds. What else? What keeps us from being able to see? What makes us walk around in our lives like this? Where am I supposed to go? What kind of things? What is it? What is it? What kind of things make us blind?
Mean,
being hateful. What else? Being a sinner, sinning, doing the wrong things, not listening sometimes. Maybe being consumed by the difficulties of life. Maybe being sick or sad or down. Or what else?
Light.
Okay, good. Light. Light keeps us from being able to see. So if we turn all the lights off in the church, we still would be able to see a little bit because it's daytime. But all of these things, guys, that's great examples of what keeps us from being able to see. Now, our Lord Jesus in the gospel today heals the blind man. He says, "I'm giving you sight. I want you to be able to see so that you can follow me." My friends, we're in the Advent season, which means that we're reminded that in the darkness of this world, the light of the world came into our lives. And who's the light of the world? Who is that? Yes, sir. It's God. Yeah. Jesus, right? Jesus is the light of the world that comes into our darkness, who sets us free, who touches us. So my friends, what we need to do today is we need to ask the Lord to take away our blindness. We need to ask the Lord to help us see, to take away the things that keep us from being close to God. Because when we can see, when we're close to God, what happens to our actions? What happens to our actions? We get it right. Like, we were all over the map on where we stuck the eye of Mike Wazowski. But when we were able to see, when we were free from sin, when we were free from blindness, we were able to put the eye right in the middle of Mike Wazowski's eye. We ask the Lord to help us, to take away our blindness so that we can do what He wants us to do, so that we can do right, so that we can be just, so that we can be loving and that we can share love with others. May the Lord continue to bless us in this Advent season. May He help take away our blindness so that we can see and so that we can love.